This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the early days of the pandemic, many turned to video games, with in-person socializing discouraged. This year, sales of games and consoles are set to decline, according to research from an outfit called Ampere Analysis. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has that.
Joost van Drooyen at NYU says the pandemic pushed video games to a more mainstream way of entertaining ourselves and connecting with other people.
Even myself, I have a 9-year-old. At the start of the pandemic, I could imagine few things more dystopian than my child having a birthday party in something like Roblox.
Roblox, that's an online platform where people can get together to play games. Now he's fully on board. But he says the industry's massive growth during the pandemic just wasn't sustainable.
As people start to go out again, walk away from their consoles.
And Ala Valente, an analyst with Forrester, says inflation is causing people to rethink their discretionary spending. She says there's a silver lining here for gamers. The dip in demand could ease some of the supply chain challenges the industry has been facing.
At some point, there will be a better balance between supply and demand.
And come time for holiday shopping, she says the latest gaming consoles won't be quite so difficult to track down. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.